Welcome, it's the Internet Advisor, and it's time for us to get some headlines from Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And that is something that is distributed weekly and that has all sorts of news sources for people who are interested in technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan. And Mike, welcome to our program. Good to have you aboard.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Michael. How you doing?
Mike, can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Mike?
Well, what he would have said was he prints all the news fit to print, right?
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to put it on hold here, and I'll come back to it.
Or from an IT standpoint, it'd be all the news that's bit to print.
Oh, very cute, Cal. Very cute.
Oh, shot. Where else could I have so much fun for so little money?
One of the things that one of the headlines that Mike had in there, and we'll, I'm sure, catch up with him, is some things to watch out for when you're out in the malls. One of the things the article says is, again, is that malls should just name their public Wi-Fi networks Danger because it's the same thing. Why do you think that's true? I mean,
Well, it's the man in the middle thing, isn't it?
That's one of the big factors, yeah.
Yeah, it's people using Wi-Fi inappropriately, but not with security in mind. You have to keep in mind all the time that, you know, when you get ready to use Wi-Fi, where are you using it at and what you're using it for. If you're using it for just browsing the internet, you're in a mall, let me check and compare prices on from two different websites on this product I'm standing in front of, fine, great, groovy. But don't log on to your online banking and say, gee, do I have enough money in my account to be able to buy this product? Right. Because by the time you log off, it may be drained.
Mike, we're talking about, Mike Brennan's with us here from the editor of MI Tech News. We're talking about one of the headlines you had there, which was that malls should just name their public Wi-Fi networks Danger, because it's the same thing.
Pretty much. It's there's so many bad people out there that know that's like a target of target-rich environment, as they say in the military. Everybody's going to be. I just caught the last part of what Ed was saying, but everybody logs in. They're going to do their shopping with their phones, etc. And there's a lot of these man-in-the-middle attacks. I mean, the article that came out of CNET was about this kid that set up this Wi-Fi network in the mall and had these egregious terms. Like, they could do anything they wanted to with your information, and people agreed and signed up for it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, it's just, you got to be really careful because the bad guys are getting really good at what they do. And even the guys aren't that sophisticated or sophisticated enough to hack your phone in a Wi-Fi network in a public environment. That's why I don't use public Wi-Fi. I have my own Verizon account for my own Wi-Fi, and that's what I use.
Right, exactly. And so you would use like an Xfinity connection?
Well, or it's a separate little device. It's like a tiny little device that has its own phone number and everything. And then I just tap my own network, and I know it's a secure line.
Ed, that's one of the ones, both of you used to carry them around, didn't you?
You're talking about a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Then the other way you can do it is that if you're in a mall, don't use the Wi-Fi at all. Use your data off your cell phone, so turn your Wi-Fi off and just use the LTE data, and you're more secure that way.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always amazed when I go into coffee shops and see all these people working in there. Because you just got to believe at least one person in there is a bad guy or a bad girl or whatever. So, I mean, it's just not a good idea to use public Wi-Fi, period. I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah. Now, the other thing you were talking about, one of the other articles I saw is here that our credit cards in particular are open to hacking.
Yeah, the study came out and showed that that there's something called the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards. And this group took a survey of the top websites, the top 50 or so of these retailers, and more than 50% of them don't comply with those standards. Now, that doesn't mean they're all vulnerable, but geez, it opens up a heck of a door of opportunity there where that this information could get hacked by the bad guys. You know, they got these various skimmers they're putting in there, and I think that was the Target one that went down. They had some.
That was the.
They were skimming all that data. There's just so many sophisticated ways they could do that. But that's what the credit card industry wants, is they want to make sure that everyone, that when someone is taking a credit card, that they're doing it securely. And it turns out in the survey that more than half of these big holiday retailers aren't.
Ouch. Gary, last year you were noting that it wasn't necessarily Target that had had they had their security, but it was somebody else, a third party.
A third party
was
to target.
Heating and cooling, I think.
Yeah, that got hacked and got into their system, and it wasn't through the PCI DSS system at all, but it was.
So how do you guys, is there a way of using your credit?
So all the big companies get fined considerable amounts of money if they're not compliant. So they're compliant with PCI. I think what they're finding is a lot of the smaller companies aren't, and they need to be.
So will the chip and pin or the new credit cards, which is just chip and it's not chip and pin.
Chip and sign.
Chip and sign.
Yep.
Chip and pins over in Europe, which is what we really should
adapt
to. That's
what we should have had. Yep.
That's what we should have had. But so will that help eliminate a lot of the skimming? Because
yeah, it absolutely will, because it's a one-use token system. So anybody uses a chip on their credit card, and actually they put it in, slide it in from the bottom. So and that is a one-token system. It's used one time only, and then you don't use it again. And those are secure.
I've used Apple Pay that way.
Apple Pay,
where
is
I just take my iPhone and I tap it literally at a restaurant.
Near field communications. Yeah.
How do you fit it into that slot? never mind.
You peel it and then you fold
wide.
It's kind of wide. Yeah, exactly. Hey, one of the other articles I saw on here. We're talking with Mike Brennan, by the way, the editor of MI Tech News. As then we got our technology straight here. One of the other articles I saw was that Alphabet, the old Google, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the holding company for Google, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Their Project Wing has received, Part 107 waiver to allow drone operators to fly up to 20 drones at once?
Yeah, Google continues. I still think this is a long ways off. Google still is high on the idea of being able to deliver products via drones. There's a lot of issues there. I mean, we could spend an hour going through them. But this particular operation got permission for one to operate 20, but there's a lot of restrictions. They can't be above 200 feet. They can't be out of line of sight. How are you going to deliver packages beyond line of sight? How far is that? It can't be very far, right?
Yeah, so our government's putting those restrictions on, but other governments aren't. And we know that Domino's in New Zealand is delivering pizza via drones.
Right, and in South Africa, they just delivered a couple pints of blood. You know,
that's right.
Oh, that is critical.
So they're all over the world, they're doing it except here because of our regulations.
Wow, that is really interesting.
So somebody else will be innovative and we'll follow on when our government gets a clue.
Now, by the way, Mike, I know that this is just the tip of the iceberg because you present much more than just the written information about stories, but you also have video, many other things. How do people get hold of MI Tech News and get a subscription?
www.mitechnews.com. We have several sign-up mechanisms there. You guys have it on your website. Lots of different ways to do it. Automation Alley's announcing finally next week that we're rolling out that video program with them.
Great.
So we're really excited. We have all sorts of great stuff going into the new year.
All right. Well, next week, let's you and I talk about that new video program that you've got going with Automation Alley. All right.
Sounds great.
Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News.